Chapter 52. Jesus miraculously feeds thousands. The 12 apostles have enjoyed a remarkable preaching tour throughout Galilee. Now, shortly after John's execution, they return to Jesus and relate their wonderful experiences. Seeing that they are tired and that so many people are coming and going that they don't even have time to eat, Jesus says, "Let us go off by ourselves to a lonely place where you can rest up." Boarding their boat, probably near Capernaum, they head for an out-of-the-way place, evidently east of the Jordan beyond Bethsaida. Many people, however, see them leave and others learn about it. These all run ahead along the shore, and when the boat lands, the people are there to meet them. Getting out of the boat and seeing the great crowd, Jesus is moved with pity because the people are as sheep without a shepherd. So he heals their sick and begins teaching them many things. Time passes quickly, and Jesus' disciples come to him and say, "The place is isolated, and the hour is already late. Send them away that they may go off into the countryside and villages round about and buy themselves something to eat." However, in reply, Jesus says, "You give them something to eat." Then, since Jesus already knows what he is going to do, he tests Philip by asking him, "Where shall we buy loaves for these to eat?" From Philip's viewpoint, the situation is impossible. Why, there are about 5,000 men and probably well over 10,000 people, counting also women and children. Philip responds that 200 denarii worth of loaves is not enough for them, so that each one may get a little. A denarius was then a day's wage. Perhaps to show the impossibility of feeding so many, Andrew volunteers, "Here is a little boy that has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes," adding, "But what are these among so many?" Since it is springtime, just before Passover 32 CE, there is a lot of green grass. So Jesus has his disciples tell the people to recline on the grass in groups of 50 and of 100. He takes the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, looks to heaven, and says a blessing. Then he begins breaking the loaves and dividing up the fishes. He gives these to his disciples, who in turn distribute them to the people. Amazingly, all the people eat until they have had enough. Afterward, Jesus tells his disciples, "Gather together the fragments that remain over, so that nothing is wasted." When they do, they fill 12 baskets with the leftovers from what they have eaten.